Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Stoat Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you start strong and stay calm, even when life throws those curveballs our way. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Cultivating a positive and supportive community. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people who genuinely lift you up? The ones who celebrate your wins, offer a shoulder to lean on during tough times, and make you feel like you belong. That's the magic of community, folks. Now, more than ever, we need those connections, right? The world can be a pretty chaotic place, and having a strong support system can make all the difference in navigating the ups and downs. So, how do we build that village of awesome people around us? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a positive and supportive community that will rock your world. First things first. Be the kind of person you want to attract. Think about it like attracts like. If you radiate positivity, kindness, and genuine interest in others, you're more likely to draw those same vibes back. Ever notice how being around someone who's always down can kinda drag you down? It's like a contagious energy. The opposite is also true. When you choose to see the good, celebrate others' wins, and offer a helping hand, you become a magnet for positive people. Second, get out there and connect. This might seem obvious, but it's so easy to get stuck in our routines and forget to actively build relationships. Join clubs, take classes, volunteer, find activities that align with your interests and passions. Remember, share experiences, create those powerful bonds. It's like instant common ground. Third, be present and engaged. When you're with people, put away the phone, listen attentively, and really show them you care. A genuine smile, a heartfelt "how are you?" Making eye contact, these little things go a long way in building connections. It's like giving someone your undivided attention, it shows them they're valuable and worth your time. Fourth, be vulnerable and authentic. Sharing your struggles, fears, and triumphs can create deeper understanding and connection. Remember, everyone has their own story, their own battles. By letting our guard down and being real with each other, we create a space of trust and support that's truly invaluable. It's like peeling back the layers, revealing the real you, which attracts people who appreciate your authenticity. And finally, be kind, always. This one seems simple, but it's often overlooked. Kindness is contagious. A small act of generosity, a compliment, a helping hand, these can ripple outward and create a wave of positivity in your community. It's like planting seeds of kindness that grow into beautiful relationships. Alright, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who's feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines and life stresses. She starts attending her local book club not just because she loves reading, but to connect with people and share her experiences. She finds herself opening up to others about her anxieties, realizing that many of them are facing similar challenges. They offer advice, support, and even a shared understanding that makes her feel less alone. That's the magic of community, folks finding your tribe who gets you, lifts you up, and reminds you that you're not in this alone. So there you have the 5 powerful steps to cultivate a positive and supportive community around you. Remember, building connections takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Surround yourself with people who inspire you, challenge you, and make you feel truly seen and valued. That's where the magic happens. Now, go out there, connect with awesome people, and build your own incredible tribe. You got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. What are some ways you cultivate a positive and supportive community? And if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. It means the world to me. See you tomorrow for another Stoic Morning Reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.